There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You all right, Honky Tonk?
Yeah, all right, thank you. Here's an initial offer.
Have you not got a name for me this week?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head in a sense, because I've decided that I'm not completely happy with the names I've been calling you, so I'm going to give you a little choice
all
this
right,
week.
Okay.
So you can stick with Ronnie Hot Dog.
Yep.
Mr. Park and Ride.
Ooh.
Nice, isn't it? Buttery Ken.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. The Seed Merchant.
Oh,
quite like that.
That's mysterious.
Bit of gravitas there. Or just a nice, simple John Cup.
What was the first one again?
Ronnie Hot Dog. Good old Ronnie Hot Dog.
No. Mr. Park and Ride.
Mr. Park and
Ride. I'd like to be Mr. Park and Ride from now on.
Okay, Mr. Park and Ride. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much, Honky Tonk. Hey, do you know anything about this game of Tig that's going on in London?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Because I got Tigged on the way in.
Yeah?
This fella just ran up to us and went, Tig, you're it, and he ran off. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about it. Do you want advice? I mean, I would just...
Well, if you knew anything about it, I'd want advice, but if you don't, then...
My advice is if you want to contribute to the TIG game,
right,
do the same to someone else.
Oh, so you pass it on.
Pass it on.
I'll do that later on the way back for me train later on.
What a troubling first thing to say to me. Do you not know the rules of TIG?
I didn't know there was a game going on. It's not happening in Sunderland.
All right. Hey, well, that's how it spreads, isn't it?
It's starting.
It's the original viral, you know, thing.
Is it a Brexit thing?
I don't think it's Brexit. I don't think
so. How are you feeling about that?
About Brexit?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a very European sort of guy. Me.
Yeah.
Personally.
A bit tanned.
I am a little bit leathery, dark-skinned,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the Huguenot in the past somewhere. Mm. But I like, for example, Dewey Egbert's coffee. Like that. I like jambon, of course.
You've still got some with you today as well.
I've still got memories of it.
Yeah. A bit of a stench of it still.
Do you know
from your leathery flesh?
I got on my phone the final settlement from the hotel.
Yeah.
And there was something on it called Disposition Surrelement or something, 50
right.
euros.
Okay.
It didn't mention jambon or anything, but my wife was French. She's not French. She's got the ability to look up what her French words are.
Yeah, she's got French.
She said it was
access.
For cleaning. It was for cleaning my room.
Only 50 euros.
50 euros.
It's a bargain, that, because it was a pigsty when I was in there. Literally a pigsty.
Well, it makes me think they certainly haven't replaced the duvet. I like mixer taps. That's a continental thing
it
about
is, yeah,
me. I like yogurt. That's
them
a very
taps that have the boiling water that comes out as well. They came from Belgium, didn't they?
I think they are Belgium. So obviously, yeah, I'm saddened if we're going to lose all. How about you, Andy?
Well, I've been doing some research. There's all sorts going on. You're not going to be able to get egg and chips abroad anymore.
Oh dear.
That's out. They're not going to stop selling that in Europe on the continent. You're going to have like stuffed vine leaves.
Yeah.
Or bits of like unidentifiable burnt shit in rice.
That's just racism.
Well, it is against us.
No, you're racist, Colin.
I'm not a racist.
What did you just call that food?
Unidentifiable burnt shit.
Racism.
No, that's what it said on the website.
Oh, right. Well, fair enough.
Brexit.com.
There's
going to be new rules about the duty-free.
Yeah.
Every family's going to be forced to bring back one of them straw donkeys.
Right.
Again, you know, what we all used to in the 70s. And you've got to bring back one of them daft hats as well, the fedoras. Panama hats, what they call?
You're well ahead of the game now. You're beyond Article 50 or whatever it is, aren't you?
I'm on Article 53 now.
Yeah, Article 53.
It's like the next level.
Holiday souvenirs.
Yeah.
I think racism-wise, I think I'd like to say this, and I think I might be tainted here. Egg and chips abroad.
Yeah.
For some reason, I never quite trust the egg.
It's not quite fried well enough.
I don't know, I just don't know.
Underdone.
I don't know where it's come from.
I said they do it over there, though, don't
it? I mean, they'll taste all right.
I have nothing but
you just have
chips
eggs
when I'm abroad.
Do you not get egg-bound when you're on the beach?
I'm always egg-bound by the time I come back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if you're picking... So, how long... But when you go abroad, how long is it usually before you have a tod?
Seven nights.
Seven nights
away, and I don't tug till I come back.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
First time I ever went abroad was Greece, 1986, 14 nights.
Yeah.
One tod.
One tod. That was about 14 nights with you.
One tod in Athens, one tod in Athens.
So, yeah, well, we've got all that business, but you're in London to see me today.
Yes.
Do you like the big city vibe?
Well, I did until I got tigged.
But when you arrive in London, you know, do you get like a buzz?
What, kind of like Dick Winnington?
Yeah.
When he arrived with his cat and his bundle on his
back.
Yeah,
a little northerner like you, seeing all these big buildings.
Bright lights and the big city and all that, and streets paved with gold.
Did you? I'm just saying, did you get a buzz?
Not really. No.
Oh, fair enough. Glastonbury was this week.
You just got a list of stuff you want to talk about here.
Yeah, well,
topics that you're just throwing at me. Glastonbury was on, yeah.
Did you watch Glastonbury?
Yeah, bits of it. Bits that I enjoyed. Like I sort of watched on iPlayer the pop groups that I'm into, instead of just sitting through the whole thing.
Andy, I'm a bit disturbed by your phrase, I watched bits that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
I don't know, how does that work?
Well, so I knew what I would like.
Ah, right, you know what you like.
I'm of an age where I know what I like.
So you watched Squeeze?
I watched Squeeze.
Earth, Wind and Fire.
Earth, Wind and Fire, oh, New Order.
Rightio.
Hey, before we go any further, I think you need to establish your credentials again.
Okay, yeah.
As the memory bank is last week, I brought Hitler into it and it spooked you a little bit.
Well, I'm a fan. I know all football statistics from 1876 onwards.
Well, I've kept it footballish this week.
Thank you.
Here we go, memory man. Bob.
What was that, some kind of Yogi Bear?
That was just clearing my throat. Do you remember how many handguns were confiscated from fans by police before the start of the 1930 World Cup final between Uruguay and Argentina?
Ooh.
It's a football question.
I know, I'm accepting the question.
Question as well.
Law and order.
Question. Okay. Bob's Crime Club.
What year was it?
1930. It was the inaugural World Cup final. Handguns. Do you remember how many were confiscated?
Yes.
Oh, get a load of that. Credentials established.
Thank you.
We can move on.
You're in safe hands, as it were.
What have you got? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, I thought, in the light of England's failings and all that business and all that and everything like that, like, I've reckoned that I'd like to tell you Steve McLaren's story. It's going back a bit. It's about a year old.
He might be in the frame for the England job again, you know.
Oh, that would be reassuring for all the England fans, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The last time, and you'll understand why when you hear the story, the last time that Steve McLaren and Roy Hodgson actually talked to each other.
Oh, yeah.
You like to hear that story?
Please tell me that story now.
Right, well, Steve had invited Roy round for a beans on toast supper, yeah?
Yeah.
Around the house, and they were chatting away about the fat lass's physiotherapy.
Can I just ask, was it a formal supper at the table, or was it sort of like maybe sat on the sofa with them trays, or maybe some beanbags on the floor?
No, that's quite an important detail, actually. No, they were in the kitchen diner, separate from the lounge.
Yeah.
So, although it's a formal setting that the big lass has set out, you know, napkins and what have you, it was just beans on toast, though.
Yeah.
You know, just as much, as many...
She just stuck them in the kitchen.
Many beans as you want.
You
could have 800 beans.
She could watch the telly in the other room while
she could glance
stuck
at
in
it
the
though.
Kitchen.
But anyway, so they're sat there, chatting away about her physiotherapy because, you know, she had a big lass.
Yeah.
And her chest puts a lot of strain on her back, obviously. So she has quite a lot of physiotherapy. And also, I'm sorry to go down this line, but if she has a tod, and she often does, obviously with the beans and that, if she has a tod, it's quite hard for her to reach round.
Right.
You know, because she's...
To wipe
herself and everything. Yeah. She can get a bit stuck in the folds and that down there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just trying to be delicate here. So she sometimes has to really strain, and if she's been very loose, she gets Steve up.
Yeah, I mean, what's her accuracy like? Is she accurate, or does she just port herself?
Please,
hoping
don't.
That she'll.
She's separate. She does try to separate before she sits. But look, but if she's been very, 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 very loose, She calls down the stairs, Steve, I'm finished, can you wipe me?
It's happened again, Steve.
Yeah, and he takes a dishcloth up. Yeah. It's absolutely fine. Anyway, so Steve was at the table boasting about his new comfort fit short-sleeved light blue shirt, yeah? And what he was, the big thing about the stories is he'd found one that had, like, these breathable holes under the armpit.
Oh, aye.
And it had a special polyester or resin in it or something that made it a really cool, you know, cool.
Yeah. Is it one of them that doesn't need to be ironed as well?
Yeah, not
self-ironing.
Non-iron and temperature sensitive. So, you know, you can... So what he'd done, to prove his point, right, he turned the heating... I'm telling you the truth, he turned the heating right up in the house.
Yeah.
Right, so that he could... Just to show off things, I'm fine, Roy.
Yeah.
Because I've got my new breathable.
Look at me, cool as ice.
Well, so...
Sweating here, Roy. Get
so, Roy...
Getting here, is it, Roy?
Roy had a loose fit, not comfort fit shirt. Primrose, you know, very light yellow.
Yeah.
Right yellow. And he says, well, I never mind your new material. This is Egyptian cotton, cost me £300. And he said, I feel really refreshed. You know, it is a bit warm in here, Steve, but I'm fine. Sort of pissed Steve off a bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, they went in at the lounge after they'd had the beans. This is getting too long for you, Andy?
No, it's intriguing.
Okay, well, they went through to the lounge after they'd finished the beans to watch an old Poirot episode that Steve's got on tape.
Yeah.
His favourite one. And anyway, fat lass, gone upstairs. Suddenly the call comes that night. Steve, I finished. Can you wipe me? Right? So Steve has to nick off out the room. Now, Roy is really struggling with the heat, but he doesn't want to admit it. And he sees, you're going to be ahead of me in a minute, he sees that because he's made it, he's closed all the windows and everything, and he's put one of those, like, snake things across the door so no draft gets in or whatever.
Draft excluder
thing. So Roy, right, sees his chance, goes over, picks up the snake, what he thinks is the snake thing, draft excluder.
Oh.
Picks it up.
Uh-oh.
To throw it over the... Yeah, to throw it over
no.
the settee, right? Just as he's at the top of the arc of his throat, it fucking spews. Like, its full length comes out of it. All over his shirt, all over Roy's face. Because, of course, as soon as the snake saw Roy, he thought it was a fucking massive owl. You know...
A primrose owl.
Yeah, a predator. Spewed all over him. Anyway, I've been going on too long, so Steve comes down with his stinking dishcloth. And there's the snake on the floor behind the...
I'm panting away.
It's spewed up. It's like half its size, you know, now. Roy's covered in spew, and basically throws him out with, yeah, blah, blah, and they haven't spoken since.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah, no.
I just thought that story was pertinent because Hodgson's left and, you know, what have you.
And McLaren's obviously back in the frame. This is true, actually, about Steve McLaren. Do you know where he was yesterday? He was on Teesside, your stomping ground, and he was delivering a lecture at a school in Yarm, which was called The Psychology of Success.
Really?
That's absolutely true.
Have you got any snippets of wisdom?
I'm not allowed in schools, Teesside.
But nobody reported what he said.
There was no mention of it on the social media.
Okay.
So maybe he made them all sign some kind of gagging order.
Yeah.
When they went in.
Maybe. Do you know what he does really? Is he just shows them his snake. And the kids love it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think maybe his snake is the secret of his success. The wife's questions, I've been told specifically I have to introduce these early this week.
Right.
Because, in a sense, the wife's cock-a-hoop. And you may remember 5 or 6 podcasts ago, she said that Joe Hart is half-arsed.
She did.
You disrespected that statement, and she wants a formal apology from you. Unreserved, no bullshit.
That's fair enough. I would like to take this opportunity to apologise unreservedly to Mrs. Mortimer for my mockery of her assertion that Joe Hart is or was half-arsed.
Thank you.
I agree fully now. It's been proven beyond all doubt that Joe Hart is completely half-arsed.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I've got some questions from the wife. First question, Andy, as you're hearing this question, that means you've apologised, so thank you for that. Can I ask, do you own a suit or a vaguely matching jacket and slacks for special occasions such as a shopping trip to M&S or Debenhams?
Funnily enough, I had to do a journalistic mission last week. I had to go to Scotland to try and get an interview with Donald Trump for a thing. And I didn't have a suit to wear, so I went into the shelter shop in Sunderland.
Yeah.
Got a jacket, pair of slacks. How much do you reckon I paid?
You?
In total.
Was this a suit or slacks and a jacket?
It was a navy jacket and black slacks.
Right. You so thought you'd get away with it, yeah?
I thought I would.
You think, oh, it's be cloudy in Scotland, I'll be all right. Well, I think we're talking £7.99.
Nah.
Nah.
Down. Lower.
Down?
Yeah.
Was it just slack material that you had to fashion yourself?
Stuff. It was decent stuff. The jacket was a Burton's. I don't know what the slacks were.
£1.99 and £2.50. I can't add that together.
£3 the pair.
Wow, and how did you look at it?
Buy one, get one free offer on.
And how did you look?
I looked all right.
He looked all right?
Yeah, I think so. That's what everyone said. He looked all right.
So you, and would you...
So
you'd do it to meet Donald Trump, you'd wear that?
That's where I wore to wear Donald Trump. I was going to ask him to guess how much I paid as well, but I didn't get anywhere near that.
How physically near did you get to
150
him?
150 feet away.
So you saw him?
I saw him.
What's he look like? Did he look like
he's really tiny.
He's not.
Well, it was 150 feet away, so he looked really tiny.
Come on, don't lay perspective jokes on me at this stage. He must be tall.
I don't know. He was like right over there. I'm pointing over there, listeners. At a distance of about 150 feet. So there's your first question.
Thank you very much.
Answered satisfactorily, I hope.
You've got it. And, you know, like, would a visit to Debenhams or M&S be a special occasion for you?
No, not really.
Not really?
And I have to cut through Debenhams to get to the car park in Sunderland, so...
Yeah. How does
just,
it?
I just keep my head down and just...
Do they keep an eye on you all the way, though?
Yeah.
As you're going through?
Yeah. I mean, there's not like a uniform security guard, but you can tell there's someone...
Someone's watching.
...nearby.
You can hear the cameras whirring in the ceiling.
Yeah, sort of pass themselves on to each other, you know.
Yeah. I have to cut through M&S to get from the road through to, like, Carphone Warehouse and into the shopping centre.
Yeah.
And when I go through, it's, hello, Mr. Mortimer. Oh, nice that you're passing through, Mr. Mortimer.
Yeah.
Was
it?
Hi. Mm. Yeah, I'm just saying it's slightly different, isn't it?
Autographs and selfies, is it?
No, they don't bother me. You know, they know not to bother me in the shopping context.
Like there's been ructions in the past, then.
There's not much of a question, really, but I see where she's coming from. Yeah. How do you dry your clothes when you've washed them?
I have a washing line.
You have a washing line?
And I peg them out on the washing line, weather providing. If not, just on the radiator.
So the weather isn't providing, yeah?
Yeah.
So you've got radiators all
got
the full length
of
your lounge, have you, or something?
I've got a couple of radiators around the house, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got more than three radiators.
Three radiators.
But fewer than 15 radiators.
So you've got you mainly wear, what, sweatshirts?
It's T-shirts and sweatpants, mostly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and what about, you know, your air fryer?
Air fryer, yeah.
Could you dry your socks in that? Can you dry a pair of socks in that?
You know what, I've never tried, but I think you could.
Is it worth having a go? I don't know if it's going to cause the electrical short
circuit. Would you like me to do that?
But I wouldn't mind
maybe
work,
video.
Might
it? Send you the video.
Or a pair of your smalls.
No, not my smalls. I'll do one sock.
Do a sock?
As a compromise, I'll do one sock.
It's interesting, though, isn't it?
I reckon you could, you know, because it's just hot air.
Exactly. As is much of this. So,
observational comedy?
I love it, right? And so I've been trying a bit. I thought I'd, you got to focus on a topic, haven't you, really?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So what I focused on was shop. I've been in loads of shops. You're Asda man, aren't you?
I am. Asda,
do you, when you've made a successful purchase, do you ever tap your ass with your hand?
Well, have you not seen everyone doing that?
So when people come out of Asda, they're all tapping their ass.
Yeah.
Do you know what Tesco stands for?
Please enlighten me.
Good food at great prices.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I thought I'd do some... I'd got to do a joke for Andy. He prefers me jokes to me actual...
I love the observational humour.
I was thinking, you know the Watergate thing?
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that happened, because you would have thought it would have evaporated. But it's a shit, isn't it? Watergate, you thought it would have evaporated. I can see by your face
Watergate?
All right, so perhaps I have just illustrated why the best comedy is the observation comedy.
I think that's what we've discussed.
So I know it's last week. I should be doing remembering things as well. That's so much part of it.
Nostalgia is massive.
Yeah, do you remember that? Do you remember what's it? Do you know what I mean? And that sort of thing. So I've tried that line. See, you know, not all making it all about brass hands and that. So, hey, Andy, do you remember when all the kids had to play with was a plastic football and it would get punctured with the brass hands? Do you remember that?
That's good.
Yeah.
I can identify with that.
And the laugh is because you remembered something you forgot.
It triggered the memory.
Yeah. Here's another one. Hey, do you remember the 1980s when the only brass hand oil you could get was Tapster's Original and it would stain your shirt cuff?
Oh, yeah.
Good, isn't it?
Funny, but true.
Do you remember the Sinclair C5? And it was on Tomorrow's World, and you were so gobsmacked that you pointed at the telly and your brass hand flew off and smashed the screen. Do you remember that happened in your house?
Me every week.
Hey, do you remember them 2-bar electric fires? You know, they'd like make your forehead sweat. And if you poked your fag through to light it, your brass hand would short the electrics. Do you remember that? One more.
Please.
Have you got some today?
I've got a couple, yeah.
Do you remember jacuzzis with the water jets and all the bits and pieces would get into a whirlpool? You know, all this shit and all the airs and that. And wrap around your brass hands. Do you remember that?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's not so good, that one. It's good stuff, though, wasn't it?
I'm on a similar sort of thing. Like, I've got... I tell you, you don't see much of these days. Mel Mickey, it's all driverless cars now. Do you remember? Listen, do you remember when we were kids in the 1970s and the fellas would come and knock on your door and ask your mum how much? And she'd tell them they'd come back when the kids were asleep. I think they were trying to buy stuff she'd knitted or something.
You remember that? Bringing it all back.
A bit more topical one. Have you seen steam? What's that about? It's a bit like smoke, but you know, nicer.
It is nicer, isn't it?
If you bring it into the modern day as well, it's not just nostalgia. It's kind of like, you know, this stuff's happening now.
That was
get among it.
So I really enjoyed it, just because you reminded me of steam. So that's the joke. That's the big laugh in it. But that was interesting because I felt because when you said steam's nicer than smoke and compared it, that felt like you were no whole another level of. It didn't make me really like laugh out loud, but it made me feel really warm.
Did me feel comfortable?
Yeah,
and reassured.
And I haven't put that in mine.
No,
I've just gone. Do you remember? Do you remember what's it?
Yeah. Maybe you could end your routine with one of that steam thing and just make people go on with a bit of a glow.
What about so
at
like,
the end?
Do you remember what's it? And then I could add something like, you could gently crush them on your palate.
Yeah.
And they'd gradually absorb the water.
You could sell some what's it in the foyer after.
They don't still do what's it, do they?
Of course they do.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I've got some questions for you, Bob.
All right.
Bob, as a millionaire with your chocolate Rolls Royce that you keep in a massive fridge that used to belong to Gary Rhodes, how has the Brexit result affected your wealth? Have you had to, for example, been forced to consider selling the mink onesie that you're wearing for today's podcast?
It's not a onesie, it's a two-piece. I don't have immense wealth.
It's made of mink, though.
Sorry?
It's a mink.
So?
What? It's not cheap, is it? A mink onesie or two-piece, whatever you call it.
Yeah, it was a very special...
They're not ten a penny. It was a Did you get it from the shelter shop?
No, I'll tell you what. Do you want me to tell you where I got it?
Tell us where
it
you got
it. It was a special gift from the alderman. Thank you. Next question.
The plot thickens. Bob, now that we're leaving the EU, will you send all your slaves back to their homeland and hire some proper English slaves, or can you not be arsed with the admin?
I don't have any slaves, and I have no present plans to hire any slaves, British or otherwise. Thank you.
So business as usual.
I suppose.
Until Article 50 has been triggered. Right, fine. Bob, it's the Alderman's birthday next month. Will you be buying him A, a book token, B, a plastic gun and badge set with NY Cop on the badge, or C, personalised underpants with Kiss the Alderman written across what I'll call the holding area?
I probably will be going to the Alderman's birthday, and I probably will be getting him a gift. None of those gifts sound appropriate to me for a man of his office.
Will you come back and join us another time and tell us what you did by him in
the
future?
I will do that, but I don't want to ruin the surprise for the Alderman. Right.
Is he a listener of this, is he?
The Alderman?
Of the podcast.
I can't be sure. I haven't mentioned it to him. Do you want to hear about it?
What's he been doing this week?
Well, this week I went up to Stockton for for charity swimming. You know, we were me and the Alderman and some other local
partially
people.
Nude in a pool.
No, we didn't swimming baths there.
Yeah, I know what swimming baths is.
And it was to raise money for soft kids, you know, the daft kids and the parents and that. Daft apets, we'll call them. Yeah, I think that seems quite polite. They can't really do outright.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway.
Cackanders.
So anyway, we're in the locker area afterwards and I'm having a shower. Yeah?
Yeah.
Finish my shower, it's all nice. Just as I'm exiting the shower, the alderman, dirty alderman, is coming in. Yeah?
Yeah.
And he stops me, says, hello, Bob. I said, oh, hello, alderman, nice to see you and that. And he said to me, sort of like in his jokey voice he's got, he says, oh, you look lovely and clean. You look just right for a nice kiss. Oh, God, here we go. And then it's like it was a trigger word. All the showers suddenly turned off, yeah? And the mayor, the town clerk, the town planner, all his cronies and all them, they'd all came out of the showers as well.
Yeah.
Started saying, you know, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman. And he goes, alderman. No! Right? I went, shit.
No kiss.
What's going on here? And so, I mean, I'd already sort of made a move towards him, but he recoiled. He said, no! And he dropped his towel, right? He says, on my tattoo, he said.
Oh!
Yeah, and like on his big fella. And like on his flange, would you call it? The rowel, just above the hip.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. He's got a tattoo. Hangover. Got a tattoo of hot dog.
Oh, aye.
Right, just the sausage.
Not the bun.
Not the bun, no.
No mustard.
I think
the
that
onions.
Is, that is the hot dog, isn't it? Or is the hot dog the old thing? Well, it was just a sausage.
Yeah.
It was the hot dog sausage.
Definitely a picture.
Yeah, a nice tattoo, like a brown tattoo. And he winked at the town, the mayor and all that, and they changed it to kiss the dog, kiss the dog, kiss the dog. So I got down and I give the hot dog a little peck and a lick and just go out with there, you know, as you do.
Yeah.
And we'd raised quite a lot of money for the kids as well.
That's the main thing. But did you raise awareness as well?
I hope so, yeah, but funnily enough... the tattoo actually tasted of hot dog. it made me really peckish.
You can do all sorts these days with tattoos.
Amazing. I wasn't certain until I'd had a hot dog. So yeah. I kissed the alderman.
Yeah.
But in a rather unusual, quirky way on the hot dog.
You seem to put yourself in a position every week where you have to kiss the alderman. It's almost as if you really like it.
He's daft. He's a daft lad.
It's just all a bit of fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good for morale.
Yeah, so I've kissed the alderman, I've kissed the alderman's hot dog.
What next? Who knows?
Who knows, yeah.
Tune in next week and find out. Have you got a song for us?
You'd like a song now?
Yeah, I want to finish now.
Oh, you want to wrap it up now?
I've had enough, yeah.
All right, I've got a song. What I was can I just explain? What I was going here for was like more of a party, sort of late night party vibe.
Yeah.
Really up.
Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling kind of thing.
Thank you, Andy. Yeah. Exactly that sort of vibe, okay?
Yeah.
So, here we go. Imagine synthesizers, dancers and everything, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so it goes. Bright colours, bright fucking lights. Sexy ladies in expensive tights. Coca-Cola, banoffee pie. The kind of party you won't survive. For forest creatures, entry is free. But if you're human, it's 30p. Bright colours, bright fucking lights. You like?
Take your risk. See you later, sucker.
Oh, fuck's sake, he's tagged us.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.